We're up to Daf Nun Vav. We're starting 10 lines from the top. So we're in the middle of the sugya over here. We learned that the Shaitan, the Mishnah, if someone eats Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, just like when you eat Trumas Meiser Shel Vada, you have to pay a Chaimish. Who had in Trumas Meiser Shel Demai? The Gemara asked the Kasha, Mechitayse Chachamim make a Chizik L'Devrayim Kishol Torah. Shmuel answered, it's going like Reb Meir. Reb Meir we see in Hilchas Gittin, he holds that also chacham chizuk the reim kishol teirah over there when a person gave a get without saying b'fanei nechtav, he holds that if the isha got married with that get, the vlad is a mamzer. Then the Gemara asked the kasha that we see Reb Meir doesn't hold like that when it comes to pidyon meiser sheni. He holds by pidyon meiser sheni shel demai you could be mechal matbeya shel kesef on the chayshes, which by meiser sheni vada you're not allowed to do only b'shas atchak. And on that, the Gemara answered, Teretz Rabbi Yosef, Reb Meir, only was Meikul b'negei Pidyon, but b'negei Achila, that's when he's Machmer. Fair the Gemara Kasha. Mosiv Ravina, Halekeach min Hanachtoim, someone buys bread from Hanachtoim Amaretz, Meiser, so when he buys the bread, we assume that it's Demai, since he's buying from Amaretz, he has to take Meiser because Miyat Amiratzim are not Maaser. We're choshe that he wasn't Maaser. So the halacha is, Alakeach min hanachtim, Maaser min hachama ala tzeinenes um na tzeinenes ala chama. If the nachtim sold different breads, he sold warm bread, fresh bread, cold bread, which means old bread. So he has to take Meisers from these breads. But he can even be Maaser from one on the other, even though taking from Tzeinenes alacham is basically taking minaro alayofa, which you're not supposed to do when you take truma. Va'afilu mitfusim harbe. And even if the nachtim is selling breads from different forms, they were made in different types of pans, different shapes. So ibazoy l'chared is a shtik l'chshash, that these are not the nachtim's own breads. He bought them from other people, and not from one person, but from multiple people, because if it was from the same person, they would probably look alike. So maybe he bought them from different people. The big chiddush over here state that you could be, even in a case when it came from Tfusim Harbi, you can take from one on the other. Now, if it's Tfusim Harbi and it turns out that the Nachtim bought from different people, so how would you be able to take from one on the other? The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. The Chayyah, what can come out of here is a Shtar Kemichshel. Assume that one of the people that he bought it from, a different Amoritz, Taka didn't take Meiser. The other one did take Meiser. If he's going to, now the Lekeach is going to be Mafresh from one on the other. So let's say he's going to be Mafresh from a batch that was bought from a person that took Meisers. And he's using that batch to be Maaser for a batch that was bought from a person that didn't take Meisers. So it comes out he's taking Minaptur Alachiev. If you're Mafresh Minaptur, it's not Chal Deshem Meiser. So you were never misakin the other batch of chiv. If fakeret you took minachiv ala ptur. So the problem is that when you take minachiv ala ptur, that hafroshes meiser that you took doesn't become meiser. It's taket minachiv, but since you're taking it to pater a ptur, which is already pater, so it's not nitfas the shem meiser. Now you're going to take trumas meiser from this meiser, thinking that this was a piece of meiser. It was never a meiser. The meiser was never chal. It's regular tevel. You give this trumas meiser to the kohen. You just gave him tevel. A kaponim shteita b'do that it's not a problem. Even if the nachtoim sold breads from different tfusim, you could be mafresh from one on the other. Ver haltazay divrei Reb Meir. In fact, the Gemara, this is the kasha of Ravina bishloim minatzenanis alacham. Sure, I can understand. Even though we said before Reb Meir is machmer by the rabban and kishol toyer. And we know that by the Raisi and Allah take min ha-ro al hayofe. So what's pshat over here? The Reb Meir says you can take min ha-tzeinanes al ha-chama. So that doesn't bother me. Bishtoy min ha-tzeinanes al ha-chama, k'dir b'loi, the omer b'loi, minayin v'toyer min ha-ro al hayofe sh'trumasoy turma. Even though you're not allowed to take truma min ha-ro al hayofe, but the evid, if you did it, the truma is chal. How do I know that? Sh'nemar, Teir says, le-sisu al-ov-cheid b'rimchem es-chelbe m'meri. If you're mafresh chelbe, the yofe, then you won't have an aveir. Is mashma that if you don't take chelba, you will have an aveir. Why will you have an aveir? If the chum is not chal when you took minara, why should there be an aveir? Im ein koidish nesiyas chet lama, must be that even though you're not supposed to do it, but if you did it, it's chal, and that's why there's an aveir. Mikan the toyer minara leyofe shetrumase trum. So mameil hayois, even when it comes to the raisa, by Vada. The din is Torah mineral yofi, it's chal. So Meile, there won't be any Isra Achila because the Truma is chal. You're not allowed to do it, but it was chal. So I can understand that Meir's Meiko, that when it comes to Dmai, you could take mineral yofi. Like we said before, the Rameir was only Machmer Bachil. Here there's not a Shail of Isra Achila, because even by Vadai, it's Chal. There's no Isra Achila. It's just an Isra to make the Afrosh. So by the Mai, which is only the Rabbanon, they were Mekel. However, this that it says over here, according to Rameir, Ela Filim, it's Tfusim Harbe. Why was he matter to take from one on the other when they're different Tfusim? If they're this different Tfusim, Leichish, that it was bought from different people. So Ibazoi, Dilma Asid Afrushim Rachiv Alapturim Raptor Alachiv, like we explained before, it can come out of big Mikshal, and this is Midi Dachila, that people are eating Tevel, because they're taking Rachiv Alapturim Raptor Alachiv. So we see the Chayr that by the Rabban and Rameir was not Machmer Kishotir. Omer Abaye, so before Abaye is Miyash of this Kasha, he first asks a Kasha on the whole previous Gemara. Amar Abaye, Rebbe Lozer Shaper Kakashile, Ushmuel Loi Shaper Kamishanile. The Kashile Rebbe Lozer, the beginning of the Sugi started off Rebbe Lozer asking a Kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mavur, if someone eats Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, he has to pay back not only the Karen, he has to pay a Chaimish. The Kashile Rebbe Lozer, Mise de Bede Shemai. His Kasha was that the case of Trumas Meiser, if someone eats Trumas Meiser Vade, let's say, he gets a Chiv Mise Bede Shemai. So, Mechateise, that by the Rabbanon, the Gutrumas Maiser, by Dmai, were Machmer Kishal Torah. Umishani Le Shmuel, Shmuel said it's going like Reb Meir, and Reb Meir says that also Chacham Devarim Kishal Torah, Chizuk Devarim Kishal Torah, where was Reb Meir's Shita? By a case of Mises Bezdin. Umishani Le Shmuel, Mises Bezdin. Because the Rai that Shmuel brought from Reb Meir was in a case of Eishes Ish, that a woman was given a get and they didn't say before Nechta, before Nechta. With the Rabbanon, it's not a valid get. Reb Meir says if she gets married, she has a kid, the kid's a mamzer. There, it's a shayla of Eishes Ish, which is a shayla of Mises Bezdin, which is more chomer than Mises Bedei Shammai. So what's the raya from the fact that Reb Meir is machmer by the Rabbanon, he made chizek kishal Torah by the case of Gitna? How is that a raya to Trumas Meiser? Dil Mashani Mises Bezdin de Chamir versus Trumas Meiser, which is only Mises Bedei Shammai. So Mele, Rebbe Lozer's Kasha is a good Kasha. What's pshat in the mission that we were machmer by the Reim Kishal Torah? The Teretz of Shmuel that it goes like a Meir is not a good Teretz because the Meir only said it by Mises Bezdin, Mechateisa, he would go so far the Rabbanans in a case where there's no Mises Bezdin, where there's only Mises B'dei Shemai. V'Rev Sheshes Loi Shaper Kamoisavli. Now comes Rev Sheshes and he asks a Kasha, how could you say Reb Meir is machmer the Rabbanan Kishal Torah? We see clearly by Pidyon, Meister Sheni, Reb Meir lets you be Mechal Kesef al Nechoshes. So that kasha is not a starke kasha. Frekta by Reb Sheshes loy shaper kamoisav loy. The kaamri in humise umoisav Reb Sheshes lav the chsiv loy suchalechel b'sharecha. Sheshes is asking kasha. We see Reb Meir's meikel weir by the case of Meister Sheni, which the whole iser is a lav. What happens? Let's say you ate Meister Sheni chutz Yerushalayim. There's no misa bechlal. It's just a chayv lav loy suchalechel b'sharecha. So maybe there Reb Meir was meikel. The places where we said before Reb Meir was machmer is by Trumas Meiser shal demai, which is misa b'dei shemayim. By Gittin, which is Mises Bezdin, but Meisers, which is only a lav, Efshinish. So that Kasha is not really a good Kasha. Ulamai, the Meiser of Sheshes. The Meiser of Sheshes did ask the Kasha, even though Bayahod is not a good Kasha. But after he asked the Kasha, Rav Yosef Shaper Kamashani, Rav Yosef's Teretz is a good Teretz, that even if you see Rav Meir was Meikel, that was been a gay pidyon, not been a gay achila. El Ravina, I don't understand the Kasha Bechal, Zokta Baye. What's the Kasha Ravina is asking? Adam Moisev Menachtim, instead of asking Kasha from Nachtim that we see Reb Meir was Mekel by Nachtim, that you could be Mafrish from one on the other, and we're not Choshish, that it was two different people, Tmechiv al Abtur, Mtur al Achiv, Adar Abba, the Sai Leim Epalter, why didn't you bring a Raya to this Yisoid from the case of Pas Palter, the Snan, Halakeach Menah Palter? Palter, Zotrashi, is Doimit to a Sitoin by Tvua. We mentioned in the previous Gemara, Sitoin is a wholesaler. So Palter, Nachtam is an individual that bakes a little bit of bread and he sells it to single people. A Palter is someone that buys bread from all over and he sells it in bulk to stores. So Halakeach min a Palter, Ma'aser min kol tfos o tfos de Reb Meir. Reb Meir says clearly over there that if the Palter is selling breads from different tfos, from different shapes, and you taka have to assume that he bought it from a Meratzim, and you have to take Meiser, but you have to take Meiser from each tefus on itself. You can't take from one on the other because we assume it came from different people. Could be one did ma'aser, one didn't. And it's mepturah l'chiva or mechiva l'ptur. So you see that Meir was choishish by demai to be machmer kishal toyre. So Meir adarab, I have a raya that Meir was machmer. Elamai is lach l'meimer. So ibazoi, what's takip shat, the chilek between palter and nachter. Elamai is lach l'meimer. We see clearly Meir holds that palter mitreid tlas l'gavri zover. By a palter, we assume since he's buying so much bread, he obviously didn't bake this all himself. He's buying it from multiple people. So we assume he bought it from different groups of people. Different groups of people, one could be took meiser, one didn't take meiser. So therefore, you have to be careful and be meiser each group by itself. So Ibazoi, I can understand why Nachtem is different. Nachtem nami mechad gavr huzav. Till now, we were understanding by Nachtem when he sells from different tfusim, there's a real suffix whether it was from multiple people and a mayor was mekel, and he said, you could be master from one on the other. That was a chakasha. Why? Now we're answering no. Where there's a chash that there was talking multiple people, then we have to assume that one was meiser, one wasn't. There's a problem. And that's why Rameh was talking chayshish by Palter, and he said you have to be meiser from each tfuz by itself. But when it comes to Nachtem, there's b'chlal no such chash. It's not the pshat that it's a suffix, and because it's the Rabbanu we're making. By a Nachtem, we're toile. Since he's not buying from too many people, we assume that he bought it from one person. Either it's from himself, or he bought it from one other person. We don't have to assume that he bought it from two or three people, because he doesn't buy in bulk. So Meile, we don't have no Makar B'chlal, that Meir is Meikul, but the Rabban. So it's Meyoshev the Kasha. Zog the Gemara, Abaye Taka didn't understand what the Tzushtel, Meir Tower Mission is, because maybe Meir only said by Mises Bezd. Rava Amar no, Shmuel Shaper Kamishani Le. Shmuel's teretz that he was making the mission like Rameir is a good teretz, because Shem Misa Ba'olam, we don't individualize this Misa is more chamer than that Misa. We look at Shem Misa. There, by both of them, Sai by Get, Sai by Truma, there's an element of Misa over here. One is Misa B'dei Shemaim, one is Misa Bezdin, and we see Rameir by Misa was Machmer, also Chizuk L'Reim Kishal Torah. So just like he was machmer by Mises Bezdin, who then he'll be machmer by Mises B'dei Shemayim by the case of Trumas Maiser Shal Demai. And mainly he's the shita of the Mishnah that says that you have to pay a chaymish. Zog the Mishnah. Till now we discussed different types of cases of Eino. Now the Mishnah lists a list where there is no Isra Eino. Elu Devarim She'elim Eino. Ha'avodim V'ashtoris. Someone sells an Eved and he either overcharged or undercharged the Shtos. Or Ashtoris, he sold the Shtar Chayv, that the Lekeich now becomes the Bailim to collect the Chayv. HaKarkois, he sells real estate. HaGdeshis, either the Gizber is selling off the Hegdish, or a person was Magdash a carbon, a God a woman, he's selling the carbon. In all these cases, there's no Eino. Noch Halach is of the Mishnah. Ein Lehem Tashlum Ekeifel. So this is referring to Avadim, Ashtoris, and Karkois. If you steal it, there's no chiyuv to pay kefil. And by hegdish, which could be a behemah, there's no chiyuv if you stole a behemah. V'loy tashlumi arba v'chamisha. If you shechir, there's no dalad v'heita hegdish. Noch halacha zok the Mishnah. If by shtaris and by avadim and shtaris, if you are a shomer chinam, einoy nishba. Usually a shomer chinam, before he patters himself with gneva aveda, he has to swear shalei pashaba. Over here, you don't have to swear shalei pashaba. We'll see why later. V'noisa sacher, if you were a shomer sacher, who's typically mechuyav ganeiv aveda. In this case, v'avodah mishtaris ainim mishalim, he doesn't have to pay if it was nignav. Reb Shimon Omer, this is that we said that by kachim there's no dinoy no. The reason why there's no dinoy no, we'll see in the Gemara, is because by the pasuk of Eino it says al toinu ishes achiv. Achiv is memayit hegdish. May the doctor Shimon, it depends what type of kachim. Koshim shuchayiv b'achriyuson yeshlem oino. V'she'ene chayiv b'achriyuson einlem oino. So Rashi explains, for example, if a person said, Harei olai oili, he made a neder. So Mele, he was mafrish a behemah for an oile. So if that behemah gets lost, he's going to have to bring another oile. Now this behemah got a mum, and he wants to sell it. And he sold it. And there was oino, he sold it more ashtos. Ashtos more, ashtos less. So in this case, heyois, if this behemah gets lost, he's now going to have to bring another behemah. So maybe we view it as it's his behemah. It's called al toinu ish asachav. It doesn't have the ptur of hegdish. Hashenkein, in the case of harei zu, if he's mafresh a behemah, he says harei zu oile. and a garamum and he wants to sell it, hayayz deer, if something happens to this behemoth, he doesn't have to bring another behemoth. It's ain't a chayav b'chayusan, so it's not his. It's hektish. It's not achiv deer. It's taka potter from ayno. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there's other cases that are not subject to ayno. Af ha-moicher sefer Torah, or a behemoth, or a margolis, a diamond. In all these cases, ain't them and others know ayno. We'll see why in the Gemara. Amr loy l'chacham argue, loy amru elas elu, only the ones mentioned before, avad m'shtaris k'koyis and hektish. But these three, sefer Torah, behemoth, margolis, do have ayno. What's the makar that karak is not subject to ayno? The Tanur Rabbanon, by the parish of ayno, state v'chisimkru mimkar l'amisecha, oikonoi miyad amisecha. So the Gemara's medayik, the lashon miyad, means mamish from the hand, that I bought something from that person's hand. It transferred from hand to hand. It's mashma davar haniknu miyad liyad. When is there a din of altoinu? Where it's a kinyan, which is miyad liyad, the haina metaltalin. Yotsu kakois. Kakois is not something that transferable. It's not a metaltalin. It's not something which is niknu miyad liyad. Yotsu kakois shayna metaltalin. They're not subject to ayno. Once we know kakois are nismayit from ayno, Memele yotzu avodim shehukshu l'kakoyis. We always are makish avodim to kakoyis because it says in the pasuk v'snachaltem oisam by avodim. It says v'snachaltem oisam l'reshes achuza. Achuza is a karka, so we're makish avodim to kakoyis since karkas are not subject to ayno like we just learned because it's not miyad. Huadin avodim yotzu shtar. Shtaris are also nismayit from ayno. D'chsiv v'chisimkru mimkar. The parsha of ayno state mifakoyfta memkar. It's mashma shegufay mocher. That you actually give over the davar hanimka, the chayfetz is nimka. The gufon koni, mashenkin shtar is shein gufon mocher ve'en gufon koni ve'en oimdim elu l'ray. When you're selling a shtar, even though you're transferring over the paper of the shtar to the lekeich, that's not what you're selling. You're not selling him the paper. Paper is just a ray. It represents a chayv mammon that's owned, which is not tangible. So the actual chayv is not mocher. It's not mocher and koni because it's not something tangible. Shtar is not what you're selling. The shtar is just representing what you're selling. You're selling the guf hachoyv, which is the oisiyah shabishtar. So mele, there's no din of ayno. So the Gemara is medayik, mikan omru, hamoicher shtarayis of leboisim, yesh tam ayno. The only reason why by shtar there's no ayno is because it's not guf hakoni, because you're not selling the paper. But if, let's say, it's a paid-up shtar, the way they paid up the shtar, and the malva gives him back the shtar. And now he sells it to a person who sells perfume, to a boysim, to wrap the perfume. They used to wrap the perfume in paper, like the fish stores used to wrap fish in paper. So he wraps the boysim in paper. So if you're selling the paper of the shtar to the boysim, here you're selling the paper for the value of the paper. So it is gufay mocher and gufay koni. So in that case, it would be subject to ayno. You can't omru ha-moicher shtarayis with the boysim yesh to ayno. It's no different than any other metaltel. Why shouldn't it have ayno? So no, there's a chiddush. The fukim def kahane. The omer ein ayno the prutis. Kamashman yesh ayno the prutis. Rav Kahane we had before in the previous blot, he said that there is no ayno on a pruta. You have to have more than a pruta for ayno. You have to have a shear of an iser. Kamashman over here, that if you're telling me there's ayno but moichesh trayis of lebaisim. Must be, there's an all the prutus. Why? So Rashi's lashon is, Stam moicher shtaris lebaisam, ein sham hamekech shel iser. Biyachad, ein sham hamekech shel iser biyachad, ela shel prutus. So this Rashi is very much mashma, that the shita that holds, that ein and all the prutus, holds that the mekach has to be at least an iser in order for there to be a no. And an iser has in it eight prutus. So a shtus of an iser is more than a prutus. That's what it means. There's no ayno the prutus. You don't need that the ayno itself should be an iser. You need that the mekach should be an iser, and memele the shtus is more than a prutus. Because that's the Rashi's lashon. Ein sham hamekach shel iser biyachat, ela shel prutus. The total value of the mekach when you're selling the bais from the papers can't be worth an iser. It was mashm, but if the mekach is worth an iser, there would be a din of ayno. This is the chayyar right to what we were clearing before in the last blot. Did Rashi mean that the other man, the Omer, who holds ayno the prutus, holds that there's only a chi of ayno if the mount of ayno is an iser worth of ayno? Or no? It has to be a mekach of an iser, and the ayno is a prut and a half. The chayyar is mashmazoi in this Rashi. So the Gemara, kamashmalon, that here is mevor in this Rashi, yesh ayno the prutus. Because if you had sold the paper for the baisim, there would be ayno. Hegdesh is why could Hegdesh is Nesmai in the Mishnah from Aino? Because Omar Kra Achiv, it says, Al Toinu Ishes Achiv, Achiv Vilei Hegdesh. Maskef L'Rabbi Bar Mamel, we're Memayit Karkois because it says, Oikonei Miyad. And you're learning Miyad means that you're taking something from the Moicher's hand. When the Torah writes Yad, it means literally a hand, and Karka is not something which is transferable from hand to hand. Elamiyato. It says by the Machama of Sichon and Moyav, Vayikach is kol artsu miyodo. You're also going to say yodo means hand. Hachanami the kol arabi yodo havenokatla. He grabbed his country out of his hand. Avadanisht. Elamirshusa. Yodo really represents Rishus. So Ibazai Hachanami, in the case of Eino, it says economy Adam is Sechem Mishusa. It means you're buying something from Yen is Rishus, and even Karak is Bechlal. So you want to tell me Yad means Rishus and not literally? I'll bring you two rayas. Yad means mamish. Vatanya, himotzi tamotzi biyodei hagnevi. You pay kefu. So the Gemara says, ainli eliyodei. If someone goes and he steals, he grabs something with his hand from his chavis or shos, he has to give kefu. How do I know gaga chatzeira kafifa minayin? What happens if someone's behema walks into your field and you shut the door and you locked it behind the behema? So you stole it and you're kind with kinyan chatzah, not with mashicha bagba. How do I know? You're a ganav, you're mechuyev kefil. Talmud loyim a double lashon. He motzi to motzi mikol mokim. Is mashma mechitei said that you should be mechuyev in the case when it wasn't biyode. Only time of the kasa rachmani motzi to motzi. Halav hachi. If not for this ribu, you have amina that here is the Torah says biyode. Kolech the kasa biyode. Yode mamishu, and this is not yode. So you see that the Torah, when it says yad, it means yad mamish. So who adin over here? When it says economy of the Mesech, it means Yad Mamish Vulay Karka. Another Raya Vesutanya by Gittin, it says in the Torah, Venosim Biyod. Ainli Eli Yod. When is the get chal? When you actually gave the get to her hand. Gaga Chatzeir Vekafif Minan. How do I know if I throw in the get into her chotzer and she's koinah with Kinya chotzer? How do I know that's also a get? Talmud Loimar, Venosan Mikomokan. Rashi says the drosha is, it should have said Ubiyodo Yitnenu. Since it doesn't say that, it says Venosan Biyodo. Is mashma that doesn't have to be mamish in her hand, it can be in her rishus too. Time of the kasa rachman of vinasa. Halav hachi, if not for this diik, have amine. Hayoyis it says biyod, the kolhechad chsiv yod, the yod mamish. And gaga chatzeva kafiva doesn't work. So elo kol yod, the yod mamish. The gemara is chayz, avad yad means yad mamish, and melo oikonim yad misach means yad mamish, the fuke karke. However, vishani hasim, by the case of sikhin amoy of the lekalim emir hachi dir, you can't say yad mamish because you can't take a country from a hand. So there we'll say it means b'shusay, but wherever it could mean yad, it means yad. Till now we're discussing aynoa by a mecher. How about when you rent something and you overcharge? Is there aynoa or not? The Rishonim say it has to be talking about schiris metaltlin, because schiris karkois can't be different than mechiris karkois. We said before karkois are not subject to aynoa. So we're talking about schiris metaltlin. The shaila is, Memker over Omer Achmon Avaloi Schiris. The Pasuk of Aino says, V'chisim kru Memker. So Dafka Memker, not a Schiris. Oidil Maloishna, Lav Dafka. Omer Abaye, even if it's Memker, Miksiv, Memker Lo'ilo, Memker Stomachsiv, V'haynami, B'yoyim Mechirihi. Let's say Memker means Memker. Why is Schiris not a Memker? Schiris is a Mechiri Yoyim. It's a form of Mechir. Just the regular Mechir is a Mechir Lo'ilo. Schiris is a Mechir for 30 days, whatever this man you made up. So Mele Loidim it's Nichol and then of Memker and it is subject to Oino. Boi Rov, Chitin v'Zoron b'Karke Mau. Rashi's Mashma, I didn't sell him the Karke. I take Chitim, I planted the Chitim in a Karke, and I sell the Chitim that I planted to someone that you'll own all these Chitim and all the pears that grow out of this Chitim is yours. So the Shaila is, in this case, Yesh Le Moino or Ein Le Moino. Question is, how do we view these chitim? Do we view it command the shadim bekad dami? What would be if he sold him a whole bunch of chitim in a barrel, in a jar? That would be called mechiris metaltan, subject to ino. Yesh, the ino, idilna, since he put it in the ground, but linu agav are, and maybe we view it as a deal on karka, and by karka there's no ino. Fekdomar hechidami, what's the story over here? Ileime, the omar iu shadoi bo shitim. That the Meicher sold him Zerom planted in his field, and he told him, I'm selling you over here a karka where I planted 6 son worth of seed, or six saw, the tvua that grows out of here will be six saw. That's what I'm selling you. And now Edom come and say, Anach Tegetok, he never sold him six saw worth of seeds, he sold him five saw worth of seed. So in that case, if that's the story, then how could you have a shayu that maybe there's no eino? Even if eino eino lekakois, va'omer rava kol dover shebemidu v'shebemishkul v'shebeminyan, afilipachas mechdei eino achayz, by karka there's no eino. No eino means if I'm selling you an item, I sold you a piece of karka, and we both agree to a price, and that price is the wrong price. It's either too expensive or too cheap. So mele, if the price is off by a shtos, there's eino. Here, I didn't sell you what I made up to sell you. I told you I'm selling you seeds. I planted seeds in the karka. I planted six saw worth of seeds. And the maisa, I only planted five saw worth of seeds. So this is not what you made up to buy. It's a mekach tois. Mekach tois, even by karka, such a thing as mekach tois. I know it's not a mekach tois. We both agreed to buy this karka for $600. The maisa wasn't worth $600. It was worth $500. So the idea is I know. But we both agreed. I sold you what I told you I'm selling. Here, if you're telling me that I told you I'm selling you six saw and I sold you five, I didn't sell what I made up. So it's a mekach tois. So the more the case is like this. He told him, he didn't tell him an amount what he's selling. He said, I'm selling you, I filled up this karka with as much seeds that this karka is meant to have. And the mice, and that's worth a certain price, that's worth a certain price. And the maisa was nisbar that this karka, the normal amount of seeds to be planted in this karka is more than he planted. So that's the Gemara's shaila. Now Tosis asks, why is that not a mekach tois? He told him, he didn't tell him a number, but he told him, I'm selling you as much seeds as this karka needs to be full. And he didn't sell him as much seeds as the karka needs to be full, because it needs six and he only planted five. So Tosis says it's still called oino, not a mekach tois, because the mekach is not denying. The case was the Meicher said, I'm going to sell you six saw, and he didn't sell him six saw, he sold him five. Here, the Meicher said, I'm going to sell you as many saw as a karka can hold. And he's telling him clearly, I put in five, because I hold that the karka can handle five. Lemaisi, he assessed it wrong, the karka can handle six. So he wasn't giving him something that he didn't say he's giving him. He had a wrong shum, so that's the shaila of Oino. So what's the two tzedadim? So the Gemara, the Gloy Milsa, the Shadi Bakidi Boyla, do we say Yesh Lomayno? Ain't Lomayno? Do we view it command the Shadi Bekadi Damien that these rum is no different than if you put them in a barrel and mail it metal, and Yesh Lomayno? But the Nagav Ari, and therefore there's no way no. Now Taisa says, we didn't want to hop on a simple case where he says, I'm selling you X amount of Zerom for a certain price, and they agreed on the price, and the Maisa, that price was a ripoff. It was a shtos more. Because in that case of Tosfos, there wouldn't be a half a minute that it shouldn't be a no. Because even if you put it on the ground, so what? The deal over here is based on the price of seeds, of metaltalum. So Mela, I sold you metaltalum for a certain price, and that price was a high price. So in that case, the fact that I put it on the karka wouldn't change anything. Gemara asks another few shailas, not benegei eino, but benegei of this case of putting in zroam bekarka. In fact, the Gemara in this case nishboam aleim or ein nishboam aleim. Rashi says the Gemara shaila is like this: the teveya says we made up together a deal, me and you, that I'm going to give you vav saw of chitim to plant in my karka for me, and you only planted five. You kept one saw for yourself. And he says, what do you mean? I planted five and a half. So it's a case of Moedib Mixus. But the Allah is Einish Baum al Karkois. It has to be the din of Moedib Mixus, Dafka Matalt, not Karkois. So how do we view this Moedib Mixus, Benegay of these seeds? Do we view it as Metaltalin or as Karka? Does it come out? Vinish Baum or Lame or no? Do we say, Command the Shadim, Bekada Damien, and it's Metaltalin, Vinish Baum or Lame? Or Dilma, because he put it Bekarka, and we view it as Karka, but Linawagavare, the Einish Baum Alayim. Third shaila, what would be negay the din of chadash? We know that new tvua has to wait till akrovas ha'omer in order to be able to eat it. So this zrom that you put in the karka, now again, Rashi says, I should have mentioned this before, all these cases are talking about that it was loy hishrish. it didn't start sprouting yet. You can take out the zeroim from the karka and they look the same way you put them in. If it started sprouting, then it's already karka. So the shayla is, these zeroim that you put in the karka, oimer matiron, or ain't oimer matiron. First of all, what's the story? Either ishrish tanina, either lo ishrish tanina. It's not. Im ishrishu koidim lo oimer, if a person plants seeds before the oimer and they already sprouted the roots, then oimer matiron, because even though it only finishes growing after the Omer, but since it already had Hashrosha, the Omer is matter everything that's going to come out of these Zerom. Imlav, if it wasn't Nishrash, Asurim. You have to wait, Achi Yavi Omer Abba, till next year's Omer. So what's the Shaila? So the more the Shaila over here is not what we thought originally. Originally we thought the Shaila was that these Zerom that you put in, and they were Nishrash, Achara Omer, what's the din of the gidulim that grow from this zerom? Was it hutra the aimer or not? So the Gemara, that's clear. If it was nishrish kaidim aimer, it is. If it wasn't, it's not. So the Gemara, the shayla isn't about the gidulim. The shayla is about the zerom themselves. Tvua grew before the aimer. Let's say in the winter, tvua grew. You cut down chatzdinu. You cut down all the tvua, and you took out seeds from this tvua vizarinu, and you planted these seeds before Pesach in the ground. Now the Omer v'cholof alayu, the Omer passed already. Tezayin isn't passed. V'lo ishrish koydim Omer, these seeds weren't yet nishrash bekarka. They were in the karka, but they weren't nishrash. So the shayla now is mahu l'minkat u'meichel minayu. Can I pick up these zerom, take them out of the karka, and eat them? Command the shadim bekadadami v'sherinu Omer oydim abatlinu agavar. If these zerom would not have been bekarka, I cut down the tvua in the middle of the year and I put these zerom in a jar. Vada, when it comes to Zionism, and the Omer was matur, all these zerom. And now these zerom are mutter to eat. If I plant it, it starts again. But right now, these zerom are mutter to eat. But here, b'shas akravas ha'omer, the zerom were in the ground. So if they're in the ground and I view it that it's bottled bekarka, so in mele, zotrashi, the issue is going to be, it has din of karka. And you can't say the Omer is matter. Omer is matter produce. It's matter tvua. It's matter zrom. It's not matter karka. So if the zrom had now a din of karka, then the Omer wasn't matter. So for found, now when you take it out, you never had the hataras Omer. That's the Gemara shaylas. So the Gemara take all these shaylas, benegei, if we view the zrom as kamanach bekadde or batlinu agavare, take it.